Welcome to the Center for the Study of Truth, your host Stephen Mager. Welcome to our podcast that we discuss about some topics very important to understand for our freedom and rights, that understand the nature, understand ourselves, the universe and ourselves, and develop knowledge and wisdom and make proper actions to teach others these traditions and this knowledge we discuss here in the channel. And again, I remind about our website is stephenmager.com. I encourage you to check out, and of course, if you want to donate to our channel to grow and our platform to grow and to give knowledge to people and teach them morality and natural law and us as individuals, how we can manifest better world around us, better world and better life. That so important to understand this, what we speak about in this channel. So I want to remind what we speak about the previous videos about the tarot. I start in New Syria, the introduction to the tarot. I encourage you to check out all the previous videos that you can understand better what kind of process we speak about in these videos, and what kind of progression of the soul and our consciousness through this order, a specific order we speak about here in this series, that is show us how our soul and our consciousness can grow in progression. A specific progression that we need to understand, that we start from nothingness, our soul is pure, and we need to develop a desire to know more, develop wisdom, to control our ego, and not let the ego control us and conquer all our room. Okay? So, in the previous video, we speak about the strength card that is belongs to the Sephirah Hod in the Tree of Life. This also connected to the Mars. As Mars energy and solar plexus chakra, that is all about the willpower and courage. That the strength, we speak about the strength, is something inner qualities. This is the sovereignty pillar. This is something internal experience that we speak about the previous video. This is the strength. And today we'll speak about the chariot. Okay, the chariot is the other side of the Tree of Life. This is Netzach. Is in Hebrew, Netzach is Nitzachon, is victory. Okay, victory. And I just want to say that this card, chariot, is all about driving force and willpower and action in the material plane, external plane. That we need no need to forget, we have the external plane. We need to make the action externally, not just internally, not just imagine that in ourselves, and have the inner courage and develop an action, external action, to do something, and the will of action, the will of just not just action egoistically, just for yourself, for the rights and for justice. This is the balance energies that speak about in this card, chariot, the chariot. So the chariot is symbolized conflict and victory. It also represents unknown forces pulling you forward quickly, positively associated with triumph, movement, change, self-belief, assertiveness, and good news, negatively associated with rage, tyranny, over-inflated ego, selfishness, arrogance, delays, and frustration. I just want to say, negatively associated with this energy is laziness. You can know all the knowledge, hidden knowledge that others don't know, but if you don't do nothing with this knowledge, you not develop a skill of communication to communicate this knowledge forward, externally, not just internally for yourself. If you share that and you inform of others, you give the knowledge, you give the knowledge to someone else and try to wake them up. And sometimes we need to wake up people with very low consciousness, with very low awareness. And this is very hard. And all this is the chariot speak about. This is the go to the lower planes of our consciousness and deal with this and try to wake up and still be care enough about the process. So, next slide, please. The chariot represents a completion, which white called conquest of all planes, meaning that the chariot carries the influence of the higher to all of the planes of the lower planes. Okay, just what I say before. This meaning you, this beasts that carry the chariot. The chariot, this meaning that you carry the influence of higher planes, of higher knowledge, of higher self to the lower self. You don't need to forget, have lower and higher self, that most of the people, they only limited in the lower self because they unconscious. They not conscious about nothing. They live in illusion. And we as a chariots, we need to go to these people and teach them morality, teach them natural law, how everything works, what is going on in our world. We need to give them the wisdom and knowledge from the higher planes to the lower planes. Okay? I also want to speak a little about the thought version, because also I like the very much the thought version of Crowley, that gather your desires around your goal so they can be the horses that pull you ever onward to the chosen destination. This is the meaning of the unranged beast. You always see in depictions of the chariot car, they are your desires unrestrained, because you have constrained them completely on the road being traveled. Okay, this kind of horses in this card, if you see the art here, is a little different from the white version. I speak about the horses that pull you everything when your desire goes. Where's the energy goes, where's the intention goes, there's the energy flows. Okay, where you put your attention and your energy, there this will pull you. Where is your desire, there is will pull you. So also, if you not control this beast, so you can arrive to the very not nice destination, very bad destination and dark destination. Depends on your desires. Where is it? What is your desires? Selfish desires or for justice, for higher desires, for higher purposes? Okay, so depends what where is the beast will go by your desire. Okay, a cubic chariot with four pillars and azure and starry drapery. It is chariot between the four pillars, a victor crowned with a circle adorned with three radiant golden pentagrams. Upon his breasts are three superimposed squares. On his shoulders the Urim and Thummim of the sovereign sacrificer, represented by the two creatures of the moon. Okay, as you see, is interesting thing here about the Urim and Thummim. This is in Hebrew. If you see the names Urim and Thummim, Thummim is means light, and Thummim is Tam. In Hebrew, Tam is everything, is a whole, is one. Okay, so we need to understand the light is one, is whole. Okay, the whole is the light. That also these two creatures, moon creatures, that appear in Hebrew tradition also, and also is appear in the high priestess card that we speak about, we will speak about in the next videos also, that also there appear a moon like this, that the child is connected also to this high priestess. I will explain it soon. Very interesting allegory that you see the chariot is the square. This is water, fire, air, and earth. That is four elements that is represent our base consciousness, our material plane, our lower self, and our higher self that represent the circle in his head, the throne, the pentagrams that represent the spirit above that. And you see the connection between the square and the pentagrams and the circle. Okay? Let's continue. The two sphinx, they are pulling in opposite directions, but are looking the same way. They are respectfully black and white. Okay, these two beasts that in other picture, horses or beasts, or here is the sphinx, the black and the white, is represent the feminine and masculine energy that you need to be in balance in the masculine and feminine aspect of your consciousness, and also representing the knowing, the difference between right and wrong direction, right and wrong action, external action, that you need to understand that you not hurt anyone else. You need to understand the difference between right and wrong, that this is the black and the white. The sphinx is representing the knowledge, the guardian of the knowledge, and also representing the balance, the feminine and the masculine, that they pulling in different directions, but they need to be together in the same, they need to go in the same direction. They are part of the one thing, okay? I encourage you to check out the Walter Russell work. Very fascinating art and writings. I will speak about this in my further videos. About his work is very interesting. How is light working? How is the electromagnetic waves working? That is the feminine, the masculine that we see everywhere around us, and they need to be in balance and connected as one. They need to be part of the one light. Okay, one particle. So here we see how connected to the high priestess, the chariot, that is a river behind the chariot. Is if you notice have river behind the chariot, okay, hiding little, but you see reference to the waters flowing from the high priestess and to the water sign Cancer, okay. Also the chariot is connected to the Cancer, okay. Cancer is water energy, it's water element, is something about emotions, habits, unconscious mind, mastery. You need to give the hidden knowledge from the high priestess down to the lower levels. You need to be aware that exist higher and level and lower levels, that you need to bring the energy from the higher to the level to the lower planes. You need to give the knowledge to others from your higher self knowledge. You need to give the occult knowledge to others, the hidden, what was hidden. You need to reveal this to others, okay? You need to unveil that. So he has also added a city which we may interpret to mean the heavenly Jerusalem or the city of God above the abyss. Thus the chariot is shown as interdrainary. It is both the above and below. As we see, also we speak about the principles of natural law, that as above, so below, that our reflection from within to without. We see externally, internally. We speak about the strength. We need to develop the courage, the willpower, the inner courage, the inner willpower that need to work externally. We need to continue this energy forward. We need to give this wave forward by our actions. Our actions is waves. Waves of energy that manifest our reality. Manifest Our World. Very important to understand how it's working, and the chariot is kind of someone who go from the higher to the lower to give the knowledge, to give the action from what he understand, from the mysteries, from the hidden knowledge. We need to reveal that, unveil this knowledge. It is perfect control on more than one plane of existence, okay? We need to control all the planes of existence. We need to understand we have instinctual plane, we have survival plane, we have the will and desires, and we have the higher planes, the spiritual planes, the higher dimensions, the astral dimensions, that we need to understand have spiritual realm, have something we not see, but we need to understand this is exist, and we need to understand that how the chakras also, this is the lower plane of the chakras, this is the solar plexus, that is all the emotions inside this plane that is in our stomach, in our lower self, and we have the third eye that open our third eye, that we see the imagination, the real knowledge and wisdom. And we take from this place and go back to the lower planes that have the Kundalini energy go up, and we need to go down again. We need to make this energy also go down, not continue to be only up. I speak about this in my previous videos also, that if we live all the time in energy in the higher planes, we lost ourselves. We became like New Agers that speak about only positive things, and they ignore themselves and ignore the evil, ignore the feelings and fears that comes from the lower planes, okay? And the courage and actions go driving force goes from the solar plexus, from the lower plane, okay? So I just want to finish and say, we have the initiation consultation services. If you want to donate us and support our channel, you'll be blissful, more than blissful. And if you want our services, tap into the mystical power of wisdom of the ancient Nordic runes and tarot reading, and receive guidance and spiritual diagnostics and your life path orientations and all this stuff. If you want help in certain time and space, your soul it is now, and you want an advice and you want consultation by astrological maps and tarot readings and runes, you can contact me if you have some questions, and if you want to initiate to this occult knowledge in deeper planes, you can contact me in email and website. You can see in the links below the video. And thank you very much to listen to me. We'll continue our journey in the tarot tradition in the next videos. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to me. Here's Stephen Mager, Center for the Study of Truth. Bye bye.